Okay, thank you, Jesus. Wednesday evening, this is 8:31:22, and we're going to look at current events in the light of God's Word, and the title is, This is Biblical. There's a lot of terms been flying around the last few years, and a lot of stuff that we hear it, but we don't know what it means. We don't understand it, and so what I believe the Lord showed me is that I want you to show them how biblical this is and do it with things that run our nation, I guess, a way to put it. And I was thinking about something that I heard that the law of war was around many years before the Constitution. Long time. And the first president was what? Who? General George Washington. And so a lot of the generals and stuff, you know, like Ulysses S. Grant, he ran for president. He's the one that got us in the 1878 mess. And so we're going to look at some documents. We're going to read some executive orders because everybody's wanting to know what's going on, I don't understand, and all this mess. Well, thanks to, I'll give Derek Johnson the credit for showing through executive orders and codes and different things in our Constitution, we can know exactly what's going on. And this may be a little tedious to you, but just grin and bear it because you'll be better for it to learn it. And then when you're out in public and someone says something, you have a little bit more knowledge to be able to say, oh no, and you can direct them to the this or that. Go look at it for yourself. Here's proof. Not somebody said, and they said, and this one said, that one said, but actually proof of the plan, God's plan, President Trump's plan, Q's plan, the military's plan. It's all in black and white for everyone to see. Nothing's been done in secret. Everything has been blatantly out in the open for anyone who had enough gumption to just go look. So that's what we're going to look at. The first thing I wanted to look at, I thought about this as an afterthought. We hear a lot about the Insurrection Act. I'm thinking, what's the Insurrection Act? I know 107, he argues with people all the time. He did not sign the Insurrection Act. And all these old retired generals, oh, yes, he did. He signed the Insurrection Act. Well, what is the Insurrection Act? The Insurrection Act of 1807 is a United States federal law that empowers the President of the United States to deploy U.S. military and federalized National Guard troops within the United States in particular circumstances, such as to suppress civil disorder, insurrection, or rebellion. The Act provides a statutory exception to the Posse Comitatus Act of 1878, which limits the use of military personnel under federal command for law enforcement purposes within the United States. Well, that took me. You know, you look up one thing, it leads you to another thing. This is a Posse Comitatus Act. It's a United States federal law, and I won't give all that is, signed on June 18th, 1878 by President Rutherford B. Hayes, which limits the powers of the federal government in the use of federal military personnel to enforce domestic policies within the United States. The act was passed as an amendment to an Army appropriation bill following the end of Reconstruction. It was updated in 1956 and 1981. The act originally applied only to the United States Army, but a subsequent amendment in 1956 expanded its scope to the United States Air Force. In 2021, the National Defense Authorization Act for fiscal year 2022, further expanded the scope of the act to cover the United States Navy, Marines, Corps, and Space Force. So I'm not going to go into the rest of that. And this is my take on it. I don't believe that President Trump enacted this, and I'll tell you why. The last thing, because a lot of this has to do with even bringing up militia. The last thing, and you hear it all the time, we don't want a civil war. We don't want a civil war. We don't want a civil war. What does this do? It can get civilians interacting in this, and he does not want American fighting Americans. That's been a statement he made. He does not want Americans fighting Americans. That's why it's the military conducting this. All right? All right. Do you know something you didn't know? All right. I'm going to show you proof tonight of what's going on in the light of current events in God's Word. First, this is from Rattle Trap, 1776. This is Derek Johnson. He basically sums it all up in a nutshell. This is what has really been going on that most people have no clue about. You are honored and privileged to know the things you will learn today. No more doubts, no more questioning, no more asking what is going on. When are they going to do this? When are they going to do that? First, I would like to read to you the Q posts that declare what is happening is biblical. We'll look at Derek's deal in just a minute. But I want to look. This is Q 1455. What I'll be doing is going backwards, because that's the way Q posts, you know. So 1455, this is on 6/11/18. I have prayed the Lord would help them all to be on the same page. This is natural. This is me talking. This is natural and it is spiritual. From Q, which is military intelligence, we see, I believe, what we've been praying that we would see. It is biblical. President Trump is Q plus, and God told us to stay on the MAGA team, the Trump team, Team Jesus. Where we go, one we go all. All right. You know what? I think I got the page wrong. Hold on. I had so much stuff going. It's a wonder I even got myself dressed today. Well, I'll just keep with what I've got here. I don't know what happened. Okay. We're going to read the executive order first, then we'll do the Q, I guess. The Q is after this. All right. All right. Let's just go ahead and do Rattle Trap 1776. He says, President Trump extended his power as president via law and order of the Constitution via executive orders 13848, 13959, 13958, 13919, 13885. National emergencies issued, presidential emergencies issued, both unaddressed by Congress. See, he made all these executive orders, but Congress did nothing. It has to be taken care of by a Congress that he serves under, not a future Congress, not a past Congress, but they were unaddressed, all right? He used the Presidential Emergency Act document, which is a PED. We'll get into that in a little bit. We'll come back to this as I go along. I'm going to be using this as a guideline. The Stafford Act, the Presidential Emergencies Act, Title 10, Title 32, 10 U.S. Code 246, 10 U.S. Code 12406, 47 U.S. Code 606, the War Powers of the President, Articles 1 and 4 of the Constitution. Laws are laws, orders are orders, plain and simple. President Trump always wants to follow the rule of law. He wants everything done right by the book. He's read The Art of War, which I've heard is a very boring book, but it's got a lot of strategy in it. So, okay, let's keep going here. All right. From my understanding, Congress is to act on the executive orders of the president, not a future Congress, but the current sitting Congress per the executive order. They did not do this. If you notice here, this executive order was signed 2 years before the 2020 election, the one I'm going to read to you. It was to go into effect the day of the election, 11-3-20. How do you know to do that? All right. We'll come back to Q. This is executive order on imposing certain sanctions in the event of foreign interference in a United States election. This was 2 years before November 3rd, 2020. Well, they cheated in the midterm 2018. They cheated in 2016. By the authority vested in me as president by the Constitution and the laws of the United States of America, this is Executive Order 13848, including the International Emergency Economic Powers Act, I just read to you, the National Emergencies Act, of the Immigration and Nationality Act of 1952, in the Section 301 of Title III United States Code. I, Donald J. Trump, President of the United States of America, find that the ability of persons located in whole or in substantial part outside the United States to interfere in or undermine public confidence in United States elections, including through the unauthorized accessing of election and campaign infrastructure, of the covert distribution of propaganda and disinformation, constitute an unusual and extraordinary threat to the national security and foreign policy of the United States. Although there has been no evidence of a foreign power altering the outcome or vote tabulation in any United States election, foreign powers have historically sought to exploit America's free and open political system. In recent years, the proliferation of digital devices and internet-based communications has created significant vulnerabilities and magnify the scope and intensity of the threat of foreign interference, as illustrated in the 2017 Intelligence Community Assessment. I hereby declare a national emergency to deal with this threat. If you'll remember Mike Lindell, he had that deal where you could see all these things coming from China, all hitting the United States and all this stuff on election night. How they interfere. And it wasn't just China, it was from all countries all over. All the Five Eyes countries, all of our allies were in on it. All right, no later than 45 days after the conclusion of United States election, the Director of National Intelligence, in consultation with the heads of the other appropriate executive departments and agencies, shall conduct an assessment of any information indicating that a foreign government or any person acting as an agent of or on behalf of the foreign government has acted with the intent or purpose of interfering in that election. Now, the problem with this is the report came in 30 days late. It ended up, he got it not even 24 hours before Biden was supposed to be sworn in. He got the report. Didn't have time to act or do anything concerning it. Yeah. The assessment shall identify to the maximum extent ascertainable the nature of any foreign interference and any methods employed to execute it, the persons involved in the foreign government or governments that authorized, directed, sponsored, or supported it. The Director of National Intelligence shall deliver this assessment and appropriate supporting information to the President, the Secretary of State, and the Secretary of the Treasury, the Secretary of Defense, the Attorney General, and the Secretary of Homeland Security. See, they were to determine, was there election fraud? Was there interference? Of course there was. Most definitely there was. They've slow-walked everything. Within 45 days of receiving the assessment information described in Section 1 of this order, the Attorney General and the Secretary of Homeland Security, in consultation with the heads of any other appropriate agencies and as appropriate, state and local officials shall deliver to the President, the Secretary of State, the Secretary of the Treasury, and the Secretary of Defense a report evaluating with respect to the United States election that is the subject of the assessment described in Section 1A. The extent to which any foreign interference that targeted election infrastructure materially affected the security or integrity of that infrastructure, the tabulation of votes, or the timely transmission of election results, and if any foreign interference involved activities targeting the infrastructure of or pertaining to a political organization, campaign, or candidate, the extent to which such activities materially affected the security or integrity of that infrastructure, including by unauthorized access to disclosure or threatened disclosure of or alteration of, falsification of information or data. What happened? They overthrew a legitimate sitting president. They overthrew the United States government is what they did. When I'm at an hour, tell me, and we'll quit. Okay. The report shall identify any material issues of fact with respect to these matters that the Attorney General and the Secretary of Homeland Security are unable to evaluate or reach agreement on at the time the report is submitted. The report shall also include updates and recommendations when appropriate regarding remedial actions to be taken by the United States government other than the sanctions described in Sections 2 and 3 of this order. Heads of all relevant agencies shall transmit to the Director of National Intelligence any information relevant to the execution of the director's duties pursuant to this order as appropriate and consistent with applicable law. If relevant information emerges after the submission of the report mandated by Section 1A of this order, the director, in consultation with the heads of any other appropriate agencies, shall amend the report as appropriate. And the Attorney General and the Secretary of Homeland Security shall amend the report required by Section 1B as appropriate. Nothing in this order shall prevent the head of any agency or any other appropriate official from tendering to the President at any time through an appropriate channel any analysis, information, assessment, or evaluation of foreign interference in a United States election. If information indicating that foreign interference in a state, tribal, or local election within the United States has occurred, is identified, it may be included as appropriate in the assessment mandated by Section 1A of this order or in the report mandated by Section 1B of this order or submitted to the President in an independent report. No later than 30 days following the date of this order, the Secretary of State, the Secretary of the Treasury, the Attorney General, the Secretary of Homeland Security and the Director of National Intelligence shall develop a framework for the process that will be used to carry out their respective responsibilities pursuant to this order. The framework, which may be classified in whole or in part, shall focus on ensuring the agencies fulfill their responsibilities pursuant to this order in a manner that maintains methodological consistency, protects law enforcement or other sensitive information, intelligence sources and methods, maintains an appropriate separation between intelligence functions and policy and legal judgments, ensures the efforts to protect electoral processes and institutions are insulated from political bias and respects the principles of free speech and open debate. Now, you know, we've got some, they've destroyed their ballots already. I mean, it's coming up September the 3rd, I think, or 4th, that they can destroy all the ballots. But what they don't know is the military was in a skiff and they got it all. And they're watermarked, so they know the true ballots. They already know it all. That's one thing Q said. And in fact, I've got those in this stack of how many times Q said, we have it all. Yeah. All property, interest, and property that are in the United States, that hereafter come within the United States, or that are hereafter come within the possession or control of any United States person, or the following persons are blocked and may not be transferred, paid, exported, withdrawn, or otherwise dealt in any foreign person determined by the Secretary of the Treasury in consultation with the Secretary of State, the Attorney General, and the Secretary of Homeland Security to have directly or indirectly engaged in, sponsored, concealed, or otherwise been complicit in foreign interference in a United States election, to have materially assisted, sponsored, or provided financial, material, or technological support for, or goods or services to or in support of, any activity described in subsection AI of this section, or any person whose property and interest in property are blocked pursuant to this order. So whoever you are, wherever you live, they can come after your stuff because of what you did. To be owned or controlled by, or to have acted or purported to act for, or on behalf of, directly or indirectly, any person whose property or interest in property are blocked pursuant to this order. Executive Order 13694 of April the 1st, 2015, as amended by Executive Order 13757 of December 28, 2016, remains in effect. This order is not intended to and does not serve to limit the Secretary of the Treasury's discretion to exercise the authorities provided in Executive Order 13694. Where appropriate, the Secretary of the Treasury, in consultation with the Attorney General and the Secretary of State, may exercise the authorities described in Executive Order 13694 or other authorities in conjunction with the Secretary of the Treasury's exercise authorities provided in this order. The prohibitions in subsection A of this section apply except to the extent provided by statutes or in regulation orders, directives, or licenses that may be issued pursuant to this order, and notwithstanding any contract entered into or any license or permit granted prior to the date of this order. Everything that I've got, I got on Yandex and found it. Don't go to DuckDuckGo. Do not go to Google. They will censor you. You will not get proper information, but Yandex will not censor you. Anything you want to know, you can type it in and it'll come right up. We don't have an excuse. Section 3, following the transmission, the assessment mandate by Section 1A and of the report mandated by Section 1B. The Secretary of the Treasury shall review the assessment mandated by Section 1A and the report mandated by Section 1B, and in consultation with the Secretary of State, the Attorney General, and the Secretary of Homeland Security, impose all appropriate sanctions pursuant to Section 2A of this order and any appropriate sanctions described in Section 2B of this order, and the Secretary of State, the Secretary of the Treasury, in consultation with the heads of other appropriate agencies, shall jointly prepare a recommendation for the President as to whether additional sanctions against foreign persons may be appropriate in response to the identified foreign interference, and in light of the evaluation and the report mandated by Section 1B of this order, including as appropriate and consistent with applicable law, proposed sanctions with respect to the largest business entities licensed or domiciled in a country whose government authorized, directed, sponsored, or supported election interference, including at least one entity from each of the following sectors: financial services, defense, energy, technology, and transportation, or if inapplicable to that country's largest business entities, sectors of comparable strategic significance to that foreign government. In other words, if there's some kind of businesses or CEOs of these companies and everything, and they find out they gave money into this to do this, they're out of here. They're gone. The recommendation shall include an assessment of the effect of the recommended sanctions on the economic and national security interests of the United States and its allies. Any recommended sanctions shall be appropriately calibrated to the scope of the foreign interference identified and may include one or more of the following with respect to each targeted foreign person: blocking and prohibiting all transactions in a person's property and interest in property subject to United States jurisdiction. Everything they got. Export license restrictions under any statute or regulation that requires the prior review and approval of the United States government as a condition for the export or re-export of goods or services. Like I told you before, and how we've heard, the shortages are not because, other than, they're not going to bring anything into this country. That's been set in motion. You can sit in your ship out there till hell freezes over, but you're not docking and you're not unloading and you're not getting any money. What do you think all that stuff that happened back a couple of years ago around Easter when that ship blocked everything in the Panama, it was the Suez Canal? See, all of this is this plan put in motion. It's working. Well, I don't know, nothing's going on. We hate Trump. I'm so tired of hearing that bull. I know you are too. All right. That was the export license. Prohibitions on United States financial institutions, making loans, and providing credit to a person. This kind of stuff goes on all over the world. Just think, all of it being shut down. All of it. These are the gaps when the Lord talks to us about famine. This is what He's talking about. There's going to be big holes in everything that somebody's got to fill. We've gotten so dependent on China and all their garbage in our stores. Well, when you take China's crap out, what do you got? Not much. restrictions on transactions in foreign exchange in which a person has any interest. Prohibitions on transfers of credit or payments between financial institutions or by, through, or to any financial institution for the benefit of a person. Prohibitions on United States persons investing in or purchasing equity or debt of a person. Exclusion of a person's alien corporate officers from the United States. Imposition on a person's alien principal executive officers of any of the sanctions described in this section. They talk about how China has infiltrated the United States and everything. They all go bye-bye. Nobody demand nothing. Any other measures authorized by law. I hereby determine that the making of donations of the type of articles specified in Section 203B2 of IEEPA 50 U.S.C. 1702B2 by, to, or for the benefit of any person whose property and interest in property are blocked pursuant to this order would seriously impair my ability to deal with a national emergency declared in this order, and I hereby prohibit such donations as provided by Section 2 of this order. The prohibitions in Section 2 of this order include the following. The making of any contribution or provision of funds, goods, or services by, to, or for the benefit of any person whose property and interest in property are blocked pursuant to this order. You can't do business with them. The receipt of any contribution or provision of funds, goods, or services from any such person. Section 6, I hereby find that the unrestricted immigrant and non-immigrant entry into the United States of aliens whose property, interests, and property are blocked pursuant to this order would be detrimental to the interest in the United States, and I hereby suspend entry into the United States. What did Biden, the first thing he did is open the door, the borders and flood. It wasn't Biden. He's dead. Anyway, entering to the United States as immigrants or non-immigrants of such persons. Such persons shall be treated as persons covered by Section 1 of Proclamation 8693 of July 24, 2011. Suspension of entry of aliens subject to United Nations Security Council travel bans. And International Emergencies Economic Powers Act, in other words, sanctions, okay? Let me see where we are in this. We're getting there. Any transaction that evades or avoids has the purpose of evading or avoiding causes of violation of or attempts to violate any of the prohibitions set forth in this order is prohibited. Any conspiracy formed to violate any of the prohibitions set forth in this order is prohibited. For the purposes of this order, the term person means an individual or entity. The term entity means a partnership, association, trust, joint venture, corporation, group, subgroup, or other organization. The term United States person means any United States citizen, permanent resident alien, entity organized under the law of the United States or any jurisdiction within the United States, including foreign branches, or any person, including a foreign person in the United States. The term election, infrastructure means information and communications, technology, and systems used by or on behalf of the federal government, undertaken with the purpose or effect of influencing, undermining confidence in, or altering the result or reported result of the election or undermining public confidence in election processes or institutions. The term foreign government means any national, state, provincial, or other governing authority, any political party or any office or any official of any governing authority or political party, in each case of a country other than the United States. The term covert, with respect to an action or attempted action, means characterized by an intent or apparent intent that the role of a foreign government will not be apparent or acknowledged publicly. In other words, undermining, you know. The term state means the several states or any of the territories, dependencies, or possessions of the United States. For those persons whose property and interest in property are blocked pursuant to this order, who might have a constitutional presence in the United States, I find that because of the ability to transfer funds or other assets instantaneously, prior notice to such persons of measures to be taken pursuant to this order would render those measures ineffectual. I therefore determine that for these measures to be effective in addressing the national emergency declared in this order, there need be no prior notice of a listing or determination made pursuant to Section 2 of this order. In other words, they just come get you in your bed, I guess. Nothing in this order shall prohibit transactions for the conduct of the official business of the United States government by employees, grantees, or contractors thereof. The Secretary of the Treasury, in consultation with the Attorney General and the Secretary of State, is hereby authorized to take such actions, including the promulgation of rules and regulations to employ all powers granted to the President by the IEPA as may be necessary to carry out the purpose of this order. The Secretary of the Treasury may redelegate any of these functions to other officers within the Department of the Treasury consistent with applicable law. All agencies of the United States government are hereby directed to take all appropriate measures within their authority to carry out the provisions of this order. The Secretary of the Treasury, in consultation with the Attorney General and the Secretary of State, is hereby authorized to submit the recurring and final reports to the Congress on the national emergency declared in this order, consistent with Section 401C of the NEA 50 U.S.C. 1641C and Section 204C of IEEPA 50 U.S.C. 1703C. This order shall be implemented consistent with 50 U.S.C. 1702 B1 and 3. Section 14A. Nothing in this order shall be construed to impair or otherwise affect the authority granted by law to an executive department or agency or the head thereof, or the functions of the director of the Office of Management and Budget relating to budgetary, administrative, or legislative proposals. This order shall be implemented consistent with applicable law and subject to the availability of appropriations. This order is not intended to and does not create any right or benefit substantive or procedural enforceable at law or in equity by any party against the United States, its departments, agencies, or entities, its officers, employees, or agents, or any other person. Donald John Trump, the White House, September 12, 2018. Well, I'm glad that's over. Did y'all understand that? Okay, get a...
Our government didn't do anything to carry any of that out.
They didn't do anything but just make a big mess.
That's why they're corrupt.
Yeah. All right. All right, I want to read these... These are the ones that say it's biblical. If I have time, how long do I have?
About 27 minutes.
All right. This is Q Post 4557. This is July 1st, 2020. It just says biblical Q. Q Post 4550. It says here, this is anonymous responding to Q. I see what's happening, but I would like to see you guys doing something about it already. We know all of this. We are helpless to it all. So the real question, Q, is do you see what is happening? This is what Q responds. Fear not. We are not helpless. Enough must see. It's the only way. You're being presented with the gift of vision, ability to see clearly what they've hid from you for so long, illumination. Their deception, dark actions on full display. People are waking up en masse. People are no longer blind. Do you think it's a coincidence they banned and prevented you attending church, house of worship? Anti-American, anti-God, one must only look to see. Have faith in humanity. Have faith in yourself. Let light guide you. Find peace through prayer. Prayer, biblical cue. That was June 30th, 2020. This is June 29th, 2020. I'm telling you, we're going backwards. Q, 4545. Humanity is good, but when we let our guard down, we allow darkness to infiltrate and destroy. Like past battles fought, we now face our greatest battle at present, a battle to save our republic, our way of life, and what we decide, each of us now will decide our future. We will be a free nation. Will we be a free nation under God? Or will we concede our freedom, rights, and liberty to the enemy? We all have a choice to make. Evil, darkness has never been so exposed to light. They can no longer hide in the shadows. Our system of government has been infiltrated by corrupt and sinister elements. Democracy was almost lost forever. Thank HRC, install. It says 2+ in kill brackets, so I don't know what that means. Supreme Court justices, 200+ judges, rogue elements expanded inside the DOJ, the FBI, the CIA, the NSA, the White House, state removal, Second Amendment, border, etc., America for sale, China, Russia, Iran, Syria, ISIS, and Al-Qaeda. Expansion, serve of domestic citizens, modified, change voter rules and regulations, allow illegals, plus ballot harvesting with Supreme Court-backed liberal social opinion, sell off of military to highest bidder to flight internal long-standing wars. Their thirst for a one-world order, destruction of national sovereignty, serve to obtain control of America and her allies. Thank the EU. By diluting your vote to oblivion and installing a new one-world ruling party. The start of this concept began with organizations such as World Health Organization, World Trade Organization, United Nations, ICC, NATO, etc., all meant to weaken the United States. Also, the formation of the EU, that's the European Union, through threat, con, of close proximity attack, attack as one, and an attack on one is an attack on all. Sales pitch to general public, fear and control. Regarding the EU, did each member nation cede sovereignty to Brussels? Regarding the EU, each member must implement EU rules and regulations in all areas. Think immigration, currency, overall control. Their thirst to remove your ability to defend yourself serves to prevent an uprising to challenge their control. There is a fundamental reason why our enemies dare not attack, invade our borders, armed citizenry. We're the only nation in the world left that has guns. If America falls, so does the world. If America falls, darkness will soon follow. Only when we stand together, only when we are united, can we defeat this highly entrenched dark enemy. Their power and control relies heavily on an uneducated population. A population that trusts without individual thought. A population that obeys without challenge. A population that remains outside of free thought and instead remains isolated, living in fear inside of the closed loop echo chamber of the controlled mainstream media. This is not about politics. This is about preserving our way of life and protecting the generations that follow. We are living in biblical times. Children of light versus children of darkness, united against the invisible enemy of all humanity. Q. All right, this is June 29th, 2020. This is Q Post 4541. This is Holy Trinity Sunday, June 7th, 2020. Mr. President, I don't know who wrote this to him, it doesn't say. In recent months, we have been witnessing the formation of two opposing sides that I would call biblical. The children of light and the children of darkness. The children of light constitute the most conspicuous part of humanity, while the children of darkness represent an absolute minority. And yet the former are the object of a sort of discrimination which places them in a situation of moral inferiority with respect to their adversaries, who often hold strategic positions in government, in politics, in the economy, and in the media. In an apparently inexplicable way, the good are held hostage by the wicked and by those who help them either out of self-interest or fearlessness, or fearfulness. These two sides, which have a biblical nature, follow the clear separation between the offspring of the woman and the offspring of the serpent. On the one hand, there are those who, although they have 1,000 defects and weaknesses, are motivated by the desire to do good, to be honest, to raise a family, to engage in work, to give prosperity to their homeland, to help the needy, and in obedience to the law of God, to merit the kingdom of heaven. On the other hand, there are those who serve themselves, who do not hold any moral principles, who want to demolish the family and the nation. exploit workers to make themselves unduly wealthy, foment internal divisions and wars, and accumulate power and money. For them, the fallacious illusion of temporal well-being will one day, if they do not repent, yield to the terrible fate that awaits them far from God in eternal damnation. We will also discover that the riots in these days were provoked by those who, seeing that the virus is inevitably fading and that the social alarm of the pandemic is waning, necessarily have had to provoke civil disturbances because they would be followed by repression, which, although legitimate, could be condemned as an unjustified aggression against the population. The same thing is also happening in Europe in perfect synchrony. It is quite clear that the use of street protests is instrumental to the purposes of those who would like to see someone elected in the upcoming presidential elections, who embodies the goals of the deep state and who expresses those goals faithfully and with conviction. It will not be surprising if, in a few months, we learn once again that hidden behind these acts of vandalism and violence, there are those who hope to profit from the dissolution of the social order so as to build a world without freedom. There's some words said here, something about the Masonic adage teaches. Sov et coguela, as the Masonic adage teaches. Although it may seem disconcerting, the opposing alignments I have described are also found in religious circles. There are faithful shepherds who care for the flock of Christ, but there are also mercenary infidels who seek to scatter the flock and hand the sheep over to be devoured by ravenous wolves. It is not surprising that these mercenaries are allies of the children of darkness and hate the children of light. Just as there is a deep state, there's also a deep church that betrays its duties and forswears its proper commitments before God. Thus, the invisible enemy whom good rulers fight against in public affairs is also fought against by good shepherds in the ecclesiastical sphere. It is a spiritual battle which I spoke about in my recent appeal, which was published in May 8th in Society. This may be Archbishop Vigano. Mr. President, these two opposing realities coexist as eternal enemies, just as God and Satan are eternal enemies, and it appears that the children of darkness, who we may easily identify with the deep state, which you wisely oppose and which is fiercely raging war against you in these days, have decided to show their cards, so to speak, by now revealing their plans. They seem to be so certain of already having everything under control that they have laid aside their circumspection that until now had at least particularly concealed their true intentions. The investigations already underway will reveal the true responsibility of those who manage the COVID emergency, not only in the area of health care, but also in politics, the economy, and the media. We will probably find that in this colossal operation of social engineering, there are people who have decided the fate of humanity, arrogating to themselves the right to act against the will of citizens and their representatives in the government of nations. All right, we're nearly through here. Okay, this is Q4465, June 13, 2020. It just says Biblical Times, Q. Then 4418, this is June 4, 2020, Biblical Q. The last one, June 11, 2018, London Picks, previous. Year determined, relevant. 2015-2016, find the marker, street surroundings, updates, UK, SIS, White House, or White House slash C, AFB, DOJ, joint treason. You have a choice. SIS, good agents. The time is now. Contact Windows, good. Biblical. Don't understand a bit of that. So these are just the cue posts that know this is a biblical battle that we're in. Okay, what time do I have now?
About 15 minutes.
Okay. All right, I'll read a little bit here. This is just from Derek Johnson's intel. From my understanding, Congress is to act on the executive orders. I read that a while ago. Not your future Congress, but the current sitting Congress per the executive order. They did not do this. If you notice here, this EO was signed 2 years before the 2020 election. It was to go into effect the day of the election, 11-3-20. This was prior to the 2018 midterm elections. They knew what they would do. Now the Q post, we have it all. More FYI from Derek Johnson. Some are wondering why the yellow fringe is still on the flag. This means that the military is in control. Now, when you see any flag anywhere with that yellow fringe, you know that the military is in control. Okay. Well, let me see how many we have at all. I tried to get these in order, but I didn't do a very good job. I know I have those. Okay. Well, I don't know what to do with it. I'll just have to find it. I don't think I wrote them down here. Let me see here. Because we're going into another. This is the shorter version of the. Well, here it is. Here's the. But I don't think I have time to do it. There's quite a few. There's 16 different posts that say we have it all. So we won't go in there tonight. That we don't have enough time. I will say this. I copied this off. This is August 27, 2022, National Guard across the country. Prime example. PDJT extended his powers. President Donald John Trump extended his powers as president January 6 and 17, 2021, when he used the war powers of the president to address presidential and national emergencies. Congress did not address by using Articles 2 and 4 of the Constitution via 47 U.S. Code 606, titled War Powers of the President, and 10 U.S. Code 246, 10 U.S. Code 12406, and Insurrection Act of 1807. As long as these aircraft are out of their states and the United States, plus the gold fringe flag is visible everywhere, the military is in control. There's a storm coming. Wait for it. You'll see it. So, okay, we'll stop there. We'll pick up with the...